Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners, and welcome to this special episode of the podcast where I will be sharing with you the best bits from inside the Supercharge Your Website Challenge, which is running all of this week. I've just finished, not so long ago, the evening Q&A session with the challengers. It's day two, and we have been talking all about call to actions on website homepages. And it sparked conversation about different types of call to actions that you can have on your website, including booking a call, buying a product, or signing up to an email list. So if you are in the challenge and you wanted a chance to catch up, perfect, come and join us. This is the beginning part where I do the teachy bit. And if you're not in the challenge, but you want to get the gems, the value that I'm dropping inside of there, then carry on listening as well. And I will be back tomorrow to share with you the highlights from day three. So back in a sec. Enjoy. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Hey guys, thanks for joining me. Thank you so much. We're going to be here chatting about the day two task. If you haven't done it, go and head to the guide section of the group or the announcements section. And today's task is all about seeing if you walk the walk that you talked yesterday. So yesterday on day one in the Supercharged Website Challenge, you told us the ideal customer you help and the problem that you solve. Right. And we want to see if you're actually like helping them solve that problem from the very first page on your website, from your homepage. And ideally, what we like to see on a homepage, like as users, is an indication of what you sell. Right. Even if someone's not going to buy it straight away, and they won't. More often than not, if someone's totally cold to you, they've never heard of you before, then when they land on your website, they're just getting to know you, right? But if you don't like have some type of call to action, like come and click this, this is what happens next when you land on this website, they might not know that you're open for business. So it's a very simple but effective tool that you can put on the homepage of your website that tells a user, shop now or come and book a call with me. It shouldn't be a call to action that doesn't start the possibility of someone buying from you, right? So it shouldn't take someone through to an about page, really, or through to your privacy policy. And it shouldn't, the first call to action a user sees on your homepage shouldn't, 9 times out of 10, be sign up to my email list, unless that's the reason that your website exists, right? Maybe you've got a landing page or whatever. It should take a user through to either buying a product or a product or service from you, or initiating the process of buying from you, whether that's like booking a call or sending like a message, essentially, right? Because if you don't have that, right, and you're we've got our button doll maker in the group, haven't we? If you're selling like, you know, steampunk button dolls, someone might think that you're like a craft blog. If you put shop now in the middle of your homepage, that tells people you can buy these products. Remember, we're trying to impress upon our ideal customers in less than 50 milliseconds. Right. So yesterday's exercise was all about knowing our ideal customer, knowing roughly where they live online, and then knowing roughly how we need to position our messaging for them. And when they land on our website, we need to reflect their problem back to them and explain really quickly through that one device, that one design device, that one user interaction, the call to action button, this is how we do business together. And if you haven't checked out the day two bonus task, go and have a look at that. Again, it's a bit of fun, so you don't need to do that. You can just go and observe. But I wanted you guys to go and have a look and email sign up forms on websites, because the second most important call to action that you should have on your website is encouraging a user to sign up to your email list, because email just converts so well, right? Because if someone has made a decision to sign up to your email list, they want to hear from you. And like we said before, if someone's landing on your website, they've never heard of you before, like they're researching, they found you from a search article or a link on social or something like that, then they might not want to buy from you straight away. We often don't, especially as the price gets higher, right? But if they can sign up to your email list and hear more from you later, they could buy from you down the line. So it's another type of call to action that you can have on your website, and it is effective. Building an email list is really effective. So I imagine the questions coming from you guys tonight are going to be a really good mix of call to action stuff and email stuff as well. But before we move into the questions, I just want to show you guys some really good examples of call to actions on websites to get you thinking from different types of website. So I'm just going to share my screen and walk you guys through some of these. So the first example I've got here is a software product website, right? And when you land on this site, it's called trainmule.com. You can see that there is a headline that says the easiest way to train and grow your team, right? In this one sentence, it's really well done, right? It explains who it helps and the problem that they solve, right? So we've got here people who have teams. So this could be business owners, managers, whatever, right? And then the language here, the easiest way to train, right, kind of suggests that this is a tool that helps people looking for training tools, training devices. So if a business owner has that problem, they should see themselves reflected back in that statement. And they have a call to action button here that says start free. No credit card. I don't know why I said credit card. No, I'm not a New York person. No credit card required. So this call to action button here takes the user straight through to setting up a brand new account. Right. So it actually starts the sales process. The call to action button doesn't say learn more. It doesn't say get in touch. Right. It says, in very simple language, what will happen next once you click it? Start free. That says explains exactly to the user what is going to happen after they click on it. And I think as call to action buttons go, it works really well. The next example I've got to show you guys is Caitlin Batcher. She's a coachy type. She coaches course creators over in that America. And again, you can see as soon as you land on her homepage here, there's a big statement here saying, we are built for course creators. I mean, it doesn't quite exactly explain the problem that she solves, but you know that who she's aiming this site at, because it says course creators really clearly. And underneath, there's a big statement below that explains the problems that she solves, and particularly the word struggling with the growing pains of scaling their business stands out. The big call to action that she's got on her homepage here is watch free masterclass, right? Because this is the offer that she's putting out to people at the moment to get people to her masterclass. And it's pretty typical with coaches and coachy types. I'm a consultant. I don't usually say to people, hey, work with me. Like, I have to warm people up first and get them into my world with other resources like this challenge. And that's what Caitlin is doing here, by getting people into watch her webinar. But the words watch free masterclass explain exactly what's going to happen the other side of the call to action button. The next example is my old alma mater. Is that how you say it? I don't know. My old stomping ground, Brandwatch. I had a very happy year at Brandwatch a few years ago. Brandwatch is a software as a service that helps companies monitor their social data. It's a mix of software and service. Their call to action on their website here is to book a meeting, right? Because it's quite a high ticket product. So again, they can't rely on people just to buy it straight away. They need to get people into a sales process, a little bit like Caitlin before, right? So they've got the statement on their call to action button here, which is book a meeting. After an amazing headline that says, understand your reputation, understand your consumers, understand your brand. I like that headline. Because you can, if you're a brand owner and you've got consumers and you want to understand your consumers better, that said it all in that big statement. But yes, you can book a meeting. And when you click on that book a meeting button, it takes you through to a page where you can put your details in to book a meeting. And then they'll do a demo and demonstrate the tool and give the users getting a demonstration a free trial for a limited time. So that's kind of like software-y, coachy kind of services there. For product people, typically, right, on a website, you just simply need to say buy now or shop now. And this is what we've got here on Plan Tomorrow, which is a entrepreneur's planner that helps people who want to become thought leaders, creatives, authors, business owners, and doers. And it's designed by a self-made millionaire. So in that statement here, it says the secret weapon for high-level productivity. So, and, you know, it's if just by picking out those words, you know, entrepreneurs should be able to see the problem that this planner solves, which is a productivity one, doing more stuff in the day. And who it's aimed at, because the word entrepreneur is really clear here. But just here to the left, really clearly, is that shop now button, and it takes the user direct through to the product page. Veronica Dearly sells lovely stationery here. She doesn't just have one image, though, like all the other sites that I've walked you through, like one big image and a statement. She's a bit more marketplace. You know, so look at all those big statements here. She's a bit more of a marketplace, but she still clearly has a call to action button on her homepage that says, that's the first one, it says shop clothing, shop pins, and shop crystals here. Without that, right, without that button that says those words, you might mistake this site for a magazine site. You might think it's maybe just a greetings card site, right? Don't underestimate how lazy we are as internet users. We don't want to look at the menu. We don't want to click around and find out more. We want to judge in less than 50 milliseconds. Remember, right? So this is why having that call to action button with a clear indication of where you're going to next is really important. I'm sure she'll be terribly embarrassed with me showing this, but this is Danelle from Silverfinch Jewelry, who's in the Supercharged website membership. Danelle has built this website herself to sell her handmade artisan fine jewelry. She could certainly address the ideal customer's problem a little bit more, but I think she's kind of doing that with the words handmade and artisan, because this is when we get to the gift and shopping space, these are the problems, the frivolous, but they're not frivolous to the ideal customer, but the frivolous problems that people have. They want a specific type of jewelry. She's got a big statement here that says shop my collection that takes users through to her latest products. Like, it's really well done. There's a lovely big image of the jewelry here. There is no mistaking what she sells when you look at her website. And just to sort of compare it to a company who've been doing this a long time, Pandora, who sell charm bracelets, right? I love looking at Pandora. They re-merchandise jewelry on their website every, I think it's almost every week, every couple of weeks at least. And they just show a big statement piece, a product that they're promoting at this time, and they go for the Shop Now button as well. Again, if they didn't have that Shop Now button, you might not be sure what they offer. It could be a fashion blog. It could be like a gift site, not a jewelry site. And there's a really big difference. You really need to have that statement on the call to action button. Almost there. Again, I'm sure she'd die if I showed her site, but this is Caroline Churchman from the Supercharged Website Membership. Caroline, again, has built her own website in the membership. And she's a personal trainer. And her big image here is her training someone and they're looking really happy. So already, like, you're under no misconceptions that this is someone who's in the gym, it's a bit sporty. And then you read the statement, personal training for women in Bristol and online. You know exactly what she's offering and the problem that she's solving. She's helping people specifically in Bristol, right? Her call to action is book a chat. So it just takes users off to go and book a chat with her to start the process, because she sells better, as many personal trainers do, when you get on the phone and you can actually talk to people and understand what their needs are. And just finishing up on Gary Vaynerchuk, he's an American hustle entrepreneur. I love him. His website exists to talk about his philosophies and his ethos and his brand, right, as an entrepreneur. He doesn't have anything to sell, per se. So in this case, when we were talking about the 9 times out of 10, when is it good to have an email call to action? Gary has got an email call to action, and he's asking for users to subscribe straight away from the homepage. And you know exactly what's going to happen when you click on subscribe. So there's a real smorgasbord here of call to action examples that I've showed you guys tonight. And you might be thinking, well, I don't want to do what everyone else is doing, right? I want to be a bit different. But I can't emphasize this enough. There is a reason why call to actions exist on websites in 2021. Right, it's because there's so much data about how users use websites. We can track how many pages have been viewed, what pages people have come from, what sites they've come from to view your pages, where they go to next, where they drop off, how long they spend on pages. You can even track how people click around your site as well. I've got a tool here called Crazy Egg, and you might have also heard of a tool called Hotjar as well. And these are tools that you can install onto your website to monitor the parts of your site that get the most clicks. And you can see here, it's called a heat map, right? And you can see this is my homepage, and you can see where it's white hot up here, and there's a bit of color down here. These are areas on my site where people click. And so it helps me understand, right? If I need to update my own call to action button, if people are clicking on it enough, people go straight to the menu on my site. So I'm thinking I might put my call to action link into my menu as well, because this is where people click hard the most, right? But tools like this tell us, right, how people use the internet, right? And it's no accident that in the West, we naturally read down the page on the left-hand side and we scan right to left down the page. We pick out big words, right? We pick out big statements. Let's find another big statement. Splash in summer. That's a big statement. That's just the way that we scan. We're lazy people, us internet users. So try and make the absorption of what you have to offer on your homepage as easy as possible for your ideal customer. And you can do that with a call to action button. So, hello, I'm back. Did you enjoy that? It was such a good session with the challenges this evening. And I absolutely love talking about the sales process and call to actions on websites, because for many, I love seeing the penny drop when they realize perhaps the reason why they aren't converting sales on their website is because maybe they're actually just not selling effectively enough through the copy and through the actions that they encourage their ideal customer to take. If you listen to the episode, you would have heard me going through a few example websites. You can check out all of the examples in the show notes of this episode and also over on the heyvickyjakes.com/podcast post as well. If you want to go back and have a listen and see the examples that we covered to hopefully get inspiration for how you can improve your own call to action on your website. We'll be back for day three tomorrow, where we'll be zooming out of this one particular function on our challenges website and looking overall at site structure. So it's a really big day for us. We kind of do like mini site reviews the whole day. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to push through and get through the hump of the week. And I will be back to share the best bits of the evening live with you same time tomorrow. If you enjoyed the episode, obviously make sure you subscribe, go and leave a review, and I'll catch you later.